Blessings to you all. Good to see you this morning. And some of the men especially are out in their finery as far as Christmas jumpers are concerned. Mine is pretty sedate compared to some. But have a good look around afterwards and see which you think would get the prize for the most striking Christmas jumper this morning. Anyway, hope you have a wonderful day, especially with your families. And thanks for coming to join with us in our Christmas morning service. Good to see the boys and girls with us. And I hope you brought something for Billy to see in a little while. My son sent me a little story last night about a dad who bought his son a Christmas present. He said, "I bought him a new fridge for Christmas." He said, "I can't wait to see his eyes light up when he opens it." I don't know what you got for Christmas this morning, but of course we're here to celebrate the gift of Jesus. So let's begin with a carol. It's one of my favorites, not my favorite one, as you heard last night, but "O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant." And I think because it's Christmas morning, we can feel good singing the last verse. "Yes, Lord, we bless thee, born this happy morning." Okay, after the introduction, we'll stand together as we sing.
Thank you. If you don't have a Bible with you, I forgive you. Just this once. Just for this once. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. It came to pass in those days that the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and led him to the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Then they went to the same country, shepherds, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they had widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And we know the Lord will bless the reading of his word. Now this morning I'm going to hand over to the secretary. He's not going to give you any announcements just before he comes. I'll remind you that this week is mostly blank, except for Thursday night. Connect is on at 7:30 for all of those who want to come and join some Christmas family fun. Six. You mean you don't want to? What? What about your thumb? 7:00. Come early and be ready for some fun at Connect. Thursday evening. Next Sunday, the service is at 11 and 6. We'll be directed by Darren Dewey. He gave us to us next Sunday. Hope you can come to both of those services. Billy, over to you.
Just before the boys and girls come up, I do have one announcement. And that is to announce the winner of this year's Christmas outfit competition, and that goes to Heavenly Master. If you haven't seen her yet, you will certainly hear her. mommy and daddies and will you when you're up here? I am sure you'll be sent to class and you'll be here this morning. Okay, good to have you boys and girls. Is there anyone else supposed to come out? No. Right. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to see it up on the screens. So, first of all, faith and can you tell everybody what you got this morning? Paw Patrol toys. Many of you have never seen Paw Patrol. Great show.
Who's Tracker? Tracker. And then, is this their van? And there's some cars inside there as well. That is absolutely brilliant. You're going to have great fun playing with those later on today. Noi, what's your name?
Ezra.
And what have you got, Ezra?
A dinosaur.
And what kind of dinosaur is it?
A velociraptor.
It's a somethingosaurus. Okay. And what is it? Is it fierce?
Yes.
Is it a meat eater or a plant eater?
A meat eater.
We got to be very careful with that one. All right, so that looks lovely. And what is your name?
Abigail.
And what did you get, Abigail?
A carrier.
And what have you got in your carrier?
A baby.
And what do you call your baby?
Daisy.
Can we see Daisy? Yellow Daisy, that looks lovely. Is she nice and quiet?
Yes.
Did she waken you up this morning?
No.
No? Right, and what is your name?
Joshua.
Joshua, what have you got?
A Batmobile.
A Batmobile, and is Batman in it?
No.
No? How's it going to drive?
I can open the roof.
Oh, you can open the roof?
Mm-hmm.
And has it got a motor? See it. Hold it up so that everybody sees it. Oh, right. So Batman sits in there. I saw wire, so it must. Does it go fast?
Yes.
Yeah, of course it does. Right. And what's your name?
Zoe.
Zoe, what have you got for Christmas?
Chocolate lolly maker.
A chocolate money lolly maker. All I can see is calories there. They look lovely. So, when are you going to make your chocolate?
This afternoon.
This afternoon, okay. And are you going to give some to your granda?
Yes.
Does he like chocolate?
Yeah, and I'm going to give it to him because it's his birthday.
Of course, yes, I forgot. Matthew's shaking his head. Matthew Cuthbert, it is his birthday today, so we have to sing happy birthday. Ready, boys and girls? We're going to sing happy birthday to Matthew. Happy birthday. I did say there would be some embarrassing moments. Right, and what's your name?
Stella.
Stella, what did you get for Christmas?
A Fitbit.
A Fitbit, and have you started using it yet?
No.
No? So, what are you going to use your Fitbit for? Count your steps?
Yeah.
And how many steps do you think you do a day?
I don't know.
Well, I certainly don't do enough steps a day, so you're...
21,000.
Jacob's record is 21,000 steps. Wow. So you're going to put that on and then you're going to try and get rid of all the food that you've eaten over Christmas.
Yeah.
And your name is?
Jacob.
And Jacob, what have you got?
A hoverboard. What a hoverboard.
Right. Can you use it?
No.
No. Right, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I saw one of those in the shop and I dropped a big hint to someone that I would love one of those. And the aforementioned someone said, catch yourself on. So you're going to practice that today, are you?
Yes.
Okay, right. And what's your name?
Lydia.
Okay, Lydia. And what have you got?
I got a walking dog.
A walking dog. Okay, we have to see it walk. Maybe you haven't got it turned on. Yeah, just talk among yourselves there. I'll be with you in a minute. Because I want to see it work. So that's probably... Oh, there he goes. There he goes. That's probably the easiest kind of dog to look after. Okay, and what's your name?
Harper.
And what did you get, Harper?
Pikachu.
A Pikachu. Hold it up so that everybody can see. And is that nice and comfortable to lie against?
Yeah.
And what else does it do?
It's a teddy.
Oh, it's a teddy, silly me. So, and it's nice and bright. And what else have you got? What's this here?
A poppet purse.
A poppet purse. In case you don't know, it has little poppets that you press and relieves all sorts of stress. I think I would need one of those, right? And what's your name?
Lucy.
Lucy, what did you get?
A gingerbread teddy.
A teddy? And what kind of a teddy is it?
A squishy one.
A squishy... And does it squish? It does squish. But you've got something else there as well.
It's a cat kit. I have a doll for it, but I wasn't allowed to bring it.
So it's a haircut kit for your dog. And have you been practicing on your daddy?
Yes.
So you have a look at the haircut later on. Lovely. And what is your name?
Hope.
Hope, what did you get?
An iPad, but I wanted a ferret.
She got an iPad, but she wanted a ferret. So, are you going to show us your iPad?
Okay.
Just life is full of disappointments. Okay, and you used that to take a lovely photograph earlier on, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Of two of the most handsome deacons that there are, myself and her father.
No.
So, I told you there would be embarrassing moments. So, have you got any games on it?
Yeah.
And are you going to play with those all afternoon?
Yeah.
Good, well done. Right, and what is your name?
Caleb.
And Caleb, what did you get?
A baguette.
He got a baguette. Do you like baguettes?
Yeah.
A very special Christmas baguette?
Yeah.
I'm sure you got a lot more than the baguette.
No.
No? I think you did. Oh, what flavour is the baguette?
Nothing.
Oh, just... Well, you enjoy your baguette. Right. And what's your name?
Samuel.
And Samuel, what did you get?
Camera.
And what kind of a camera is it?
A Nikon one.
Nikon are good. They're not as good as Canon, but they're a good camera. Now, do you want to take my picture? Okay, right. You want to check later on and make sure it's still working. Oh, that's very good. Well done. And what sort of photographs are you going to take?
Embarrassing ones.
That's the only kind. Okay, and will you show me them later on? Yeah. And what is your name?
Phoebe.
Phoebe, and what have you got there?
A hamster.
A hamster. And what do you call your hamster?
I don't know.
So you're going to have to think of a good name for the hamster. He looks, or is it a she? Boy or a girl?
A girl.
And what are you going to, well, she looks lovely. So you're going to have to think of a lovely name and then tell us later on. And she looks really, really cuddly.
She is.
She is, yes. And what is your name?
Michael.
What is your name?
Margot.
Margot?
Yeah.
Margot, lovely to see you. And what have you got for Christmas?
Dinosaurs.
Whoa, dinosaurs. They look a lot friendlier than Ezra's dinosaurs.
He is called Darvina.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, here, never mind her. Tell me about your dinosaurs. Have you got names for them? Have you got names for them?
Yeah.
And what are their names?
Dinosaurs.
Ask a stupid question. They're called dinosaurs, right? Okay. And what is your name?
Georgina.
Georgina, what have you got for Christmas?
A Care Bear.
A Care Bear. But it's not just any Care Bear, is it? She's got a Santa hat. And what do you call your Care Bear?
I don't know.
You don't know? So you haven't decided yet. And there's a whole lot of different Care Bears. That is a really pretty Care Bear that you have. Right. What is your name?
Noah.
Noah. And what did you get, Noah, for Christmas? Oh, right.
Dark.
Noah. Noah got Noah's Ark. Well, what else? Lovely. Well, let him. Yes, you're going to sit down. And what is your name?
Nathaniel.
And what did Nathaniel get for Christmas?
Wee doggy, Billy.
A doggy. Oh, lovely. And what do you call the doggy?
Snowy.
Snowy. So let everybody see Snowy. Boys and girls, thank you very much. You all got something really lovely. But can anybody tell me the reason that we are here this morning? Because Jesus was born. Thank you very much. I knew somebody would tell me. So don't forget that in spite of all the toys that you got for Christmas, the best gift of all was God, Son of God. Oh, who's this? Sneak round. Well, what is your name? That's Zach. Tell me, what did Zach get for Christmas?
I don't know.
You don't know? Zach, what did you get for Christmas?
Activators.
Activators. And what else? Yeah, he's not speaking to me.
Find my.
You got a microphone?
Yeah.
And what are you going to use the microphone for?
For my mouth.
Of course. Are you going to sing into the microphone?
Yeah.
And get your daddy to sing as well?
Yeah.
Sisters. And her sister as well. Yes. So, boys and girls, don't forget the best gift of all is the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember that today. And one other thing will you all do for me today? After you have your lunch, play quietly with your toys so that your parents can have a nice afternoon nap, or your grandparents. Okay, so you got what?
White bag.
A white bag? A bike?
White one.
A white one. Oh, brilliant! Are you? Can you ride it yet?
Still on it.
So you can practice this afternoon. Okay, boys and girls, thank you very much. Back to your seats. Now, As I said yesterday, we're looking forward next year to our new minister coming, the Reverend Rodney Orr. And he can't be with us this morning, but he has sent with Amor, his wife, a little greeting clip, which the AV team are going to play now.
Welcome from a very stormy, windy St. Ives on this wonderful Christmas morning.
Well, we want to greet you a very Merry Christmas and that you'll enjoy the day today. And we're looking forward to being with you next year.
On this wonderful day, always remember that in the darkness the light has come and we celebrate the birth of Jesus. So a very Merry Christmas from us in St. Ives, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Well, you can recognize that by leaving St. Ives, they're leaving something very pretty behind. So it's good to look forward to Rodney and Amor coming and joining us in the new year. I'm going to sing two more songs. First of all, one that we sang yesterday called the Calypso Carol. I thought the boys and girls might have been still here to do that, but nevertheless, where they are, they can sing along. See him lying on a bed of straw, a draughty table, stable with an open door. And after the band plays the introduction, we'll stand together to sing. going to sing just one other thing, and it's a useful way of learning the best known verse in all of the Bible, John 3:16. So what we do is we sing it to the tune of Silent Night. We sing the reference a couple of times and then follow the words of John 3:16. It's a great way to remember it. We'll sing it through a couple of times. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. But first of all, John 3:16, to the tune of Silent Night. Welcomed you at the outset of the service, I omitted the folks who may be looking on at home and those who are watching online. You're very welcome. I hope you were joining in the singing of our carols and of the words of John 3:16. Sorry you can't be with us, but the Lord bless you where you are right there at home. I have a question to ask you. What do you expect to see on the dinner table this Christmas day? Any suggestions? Well, Christmas tree will be close by, I would think. Pardon? Turkey. Any other suggestions? Sprouts. It must be the only person in the world looking forward to sprouts. Anything else? Pardon? Loads of things, come on. Stuffing. Ham, yes, ham. A gravy. Where would you be without gravy? Christmas pudding. Okay, now, how would the table be set? Beautifully, of course. Maybe there'd be a candle in the middle. Maybe there would be different decorations around the sides. The knives and forks and spoons, of course. What else? Well, it just so happens that the elf has it right. Christmas crack. Oh, see, hang on a minute. I'm not properly dressed for this. Well, if you had a head like mine, you wouldn't want to keep it warm. Okay, a Christmas cracker. Who loves pulling Christmas crackers? Oh, well, listen, just thinking about it, I have to get the person who looks most Christmassy to pull this with me now. So it wouldn't be Stevie Barr, because I'd be too frightened of getting into the jaws of that shark. I'm not interested in the Grinch. So, Heather, come here. Come here, pull this cracker with me. Doesn't she look good, Elf? Right, okay. All right. Let's see what happens whenever we pull the crack, okay? Here we go. She got it. What's inside? Hang on. You have to see what's inside. What's this? Okay. All right, okay. Is there a hat in there at all? Have we looked? See?
Oh, yes.
Right, okay. Hold that up. Hold it up. Yeah, what's that? What's that shaped like? A crown, isn't it? Okay. So there's a crown like that. Okay. Now this is usually in the cracker. There's a little